2 o'clock straight up. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac. Great to have you here. Gorgeous Thursday afternoon in New York City. It's draft day bonanza today. Plus a lot of baseball as the Mets get off the schneid. The Yankees are a game away from sweeping the Boston Red Sox in Fenway. And the other shoe has officially dropped, sadly enough, for the Rossini family and Mike Vrabel up in New England. And we're going to tell all that stuff as well. Number to join for you, 888-808-1019. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today, pal?
I'm doing great, Craig. Yeah. What a day.
Yeah, I was going to leave baseball today, but it's NFL Draft Thursday.
Yes, that's right.
Jets have 2 first-round picks. Giants have 2 first-round picks.
Yep.
And then, of course, the story that lands in our lap are pictures from, I guess, 5 years ago of Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
Hands all over each other, mouths all over each other, making out, kissing, hooking up in a Tribeca Tavern a few blocks south of where we're sitting right now.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a wrap, is it not?
It feels like a wrap. He's wrapping the draft up early to go get emergency.
Yeah, so that happened last night at 12:30. So yeah. On the podcast this morning, I said, look, for you to throw out a statement at 12:30, essentially in the morning, that the head coach of the defending AFC champions is not participating in the third day of the draft, the day that the New England Patriots have 8 of their 11 total picks in this year's draft, I said, and I meant it, and I clearly was right, that means they know that something else is coming out,
yeah,
and they're trying to get ahead of it. Oh, he's going to emergency counseling. Such an emergency, it's not happening today, tomorrow. He's going to wait till Saturday.
Yeah, it's the right? Goldilocks
yeah.
emergency.
Exactly,
it's like
right.
Just the right situation. One
That's
day
right.
is too early, 2 days too early, 4 days too long.
Yeah.
3, right? That's
Sunday
perfect,
doesn't make sense.
That's the perfect amount.
Monday is pointless. The only day you can go to emergency counseling is day three
of the
NFL draft.
Absolutely.
And then the other prompt for Diana Rossini now, of course, is the fact that the her only official word on the record about this is the release she put out when she tendered her resignation at The Athletic. And the problem for her now is Mike Vrabel's essentially already admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not said those exact words, but when you say I'm having tough conversations
sure.
and I'm not going to be there for day three of the draft, you are telling people you're trying to save your marriage, basically, and you are no longer denying what we all now know took place.
Yeah.
The problem for Diana Rossini is that the only official word we have from her, it's her written word, which she put out publicly, is that she's not, you know, giving any more oxygen to the rumors,
mm-hmm.
and they're all false, and they're baseless, and she's blah, 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 blah. Well, the pictures that the New York Post put out on their cover about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, obviously dispute that. Now, that was before she was married. I believe she was engaged at the time, so maybe you view that differently of what happened 5 years ago. You probably shouldn't. But now here's the rub, and I hate to be the guy that have to say this because it's icky to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to be the guy that says it because here's
okay.
where the story takes a crazy turn. So now there are photographs of them making out and hooking up in a Tribeca Tavern 5 years ago, 6 years ago,
six
whatever
years
it was.
2020,
right?
Yep.
6 years ago, right. March of 2020, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Her first son's name is Michael. It's icky.
That's icky.
It's
icky.
I
don't even, yeah.
Did she name her firstborn son after the man that she was having an affair with? And if you're her husband, don't you need to know what? That at this point? Or is it, do you know enough already where it doesn't matter?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that would always matter, but I think I would know enough to.
It's a very popular name, Mike.
Yes.
For like 100 years, it was the most popular name for boys in this country.
We have no idea why her firstborn is named Michael. We have no idea why.
But how do you not at least posit the question?
It's been going on long enough where that's the question. And now it also brings, I mean, we had heard rumors that this was going on back to the Tennessee days. This confirms it.
That's right.
This confirms that this has been, and it also.
And she had the breaking story that the Titans were not interested in Tom Brady.
Yes.
Going back with Ryan Tannehill, she broke that story.
Yeah. No, she broke several stories there.
Yeah.
The other thing is, too, like, it just makes me, like, what this picture does, and now knowing that it goes back 6 years, their initial response was so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, how could you be carrying on a relationship for 6 years? Like, if this had just started and you were like, hey, let's meet in Arizona, and like, this is a few months old, and you're thinking, maybe we can get away with it. You've been doing this for years. You've been having, like, you've been courting at bars for years, hanging out, kissing in front of public people, like, for years. And your initial response when they take pictures is, there's there's a bunch of, hey, there's six people here. This is ridiculous. It's laughable.
Yeah.
How stupid could
you
be? Right,
because you know what you did.
You know exactly what you did, and you know how long it's been going on and how many things might be out there.
Yeah.
In a world where every single place you walk into has cameras, has something. Like, you've been doing this for 6 years, and your initial response is, this is laughable?
Yeah.
And now when other photos emerge, you have to go have emergency counseling that you have to leave the NFL draft for?
Yeah.
Like, this is, it's so unbelievably stupid from both of them.
Yeah.
Poor handled from both of them. Forget everything else that's going on and the realities of, you know, stepping out on their
spouses right.
And the obvious nature of foul play, whatever, lack of a better term, you know, between a reporter
yeah.
and a coach. It's just unbelievable to me. It is unbelievable to me that they handled this situation as poorly as they did.
Yeah, I've always said one of my favorite parts of the NFL draft, which does begin tonight.
Yeah.
We've got our big draft party tonight. But I've always said, among the things that I love about the NFL draft, I love for everybody suddenly an expert on who the best right guard is,
sure.
despite the fact we never saw the guy play.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that some player, for no reason whatsoever, is going to fly up a draft board or, unfortunately for that player, you know, drop down a draft board again based on, you know, nothing at all whatsoever. But I've always said, Big Mac,
mm-hmm.
that my favorite part of the NFL draft is when the head coach of the team that I hate has to miss the third day of the draft and 8 of their 11 picks
yeah.
because he's sticking his Johnson where it don't belong.
Yeah.
That's always my favorite part of the NFL draft. So I want to thank Mike Vrabel for delivering to us as Jet fans our favorite part of the draft.
And can I ask one question?
I think
on
he
that?
Might get fired now.
I think it's
on the table.
It's on the table. And I think it's unlikely, but now at least it's on the table. I didn't think before today it was even on the table.
Yeah.
It is now. But can I ask another question? Like, if other photos emerged of him with other women, I could see the counseling, but he's having an affair with the same woman.
He might have been madly in love with her.
Who knows?
And that's the side of this we have to at least take into account.
Like, it's not like, as of right now, we don't have this idea that he has a issue with this. It's just he had a lover and an affair that had been carrying on for 6 years. Again, I don't want to get into anyone's business or why someone feels they need counseling, but it's not like these pictures emerged of him with like 6-7 different women over the course of the last handful of years. Him and Diana Rossini clearly had a relationship going back 6 years now.
And,
at the very least,
this could sound like a weird thing to say, but to be respectful to that relationship, they might have been madly in love with each other.
Who knows?
And maybe just stuck in other relationships they couldn't get out of,
mm-hmm.
or not willing to, you know, to get divorced or leave my kids.
Or realize that their jobs made it very difficult
to have
that relationship.
Who knows? But that's the latest on that. I wanted to bring it to you only because it broke about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. It's front page. It's all over the place. It's all everybody's talking about. And tonight, of course, is round one
mm-hmm.
of the NFL draft. We got 2 and 16, we got 5 and 10, and as you know, we have our very special live draft party on YouTube, and I believe other social media platforms as well.
Everywhere.
There you
Facebook,
go. So
X, me and Instagram.
Big Mac, Boomer and Gio, Jerry and Tiki and Sean and Evan. We're all going to be upstairs on the roof here at 345, and we're going to have a draft party,
mm-hmm.
a Nick Game 3 party, NHL playoff party, and the New York Yankees going for the sweep of the Red Sox. But of course, the big news last night, not just that the Yankees took care of business, but the fact that the New York Mets did everything in their power to lose their 13th consecutive game.
Well,
Mark Vientos, maybe the dumbest base runner in town, at least for the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then when asked after the game what he was thinking, he said, "I didn't care about seeing the stop sign. I play aggressive baseball. I'm never going to change." Okay.
Okay,
you got thrown out by 30 feet.
Yeah,
maybe you should take heed of what the third base coach has to say. But look, they got the win. They needed the win.
Desperately.
And now maybe you get a little win streak started. But of course, with that comes the bad news that Francisco Lindor is now on the IL.
Brutal.
And he's got the same kind of injury, I don't know the extent of it, that Juan Soto had, meaning you're not going to have Lindor for at least a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two different feelings from the moment they won until the moment you woke up as a Met fan. Last night, you get the win. You can even put the Lindor thing aside for a second. You got a much-needed win. You got a desperate win. You got the big clutch in on a bloop single, right? Then you have Weaver cutting a wrestling promo in the postgame, yelling at the crowd, talking about how he's not afraid of anyone. I have no idea what that
was.
I have no idea.
Because he's a little guy.
What the hell Weaver was doing in that moment. That was the most odd postgame. He's like, and it's all about giving you a moment of cheer, and we did, all right? Like, leave us alone. alone now. Like, it was the most weird. So, but there was like that moment, you're excited, you got the win, great, you needed it, feel good, the losing streak is over. And then you wake up today and you recognize that Lindor, after, you know, finally looking like he's turning his season around offensively, leaves and is now injured. We're going to get results sometime today, I would imagine, of an MRI on his calf muscle. And also the idea of, all right, the losing streak is over. Okay, the embarrassment is over. All right, we don't have to wager on, you know, when's the next time the Mets are going to win. But ultimately, you have dug yourself now an 8-game under 500 hole that now you have, now begins the process. Yes, the losing streak is over. Yes, you got a big win. But now the uphill battle begins to get back to relevancy, to get back to 500, to get back to winning. It's not just last night. Like,
no, if you lose tonight, what was the point?
Right. If they lose tonight, it's a devastating loss. And you couple that with losing, you just got your one superstar back. And I know it came with all the comments about him not communicating with his team and everything, but you just got Soto back. And Lindor was just starting to get hot. The 3-run home run yesterday, you know, really 2 days ago rather, starting to really get hot. You lose him, and now you realize, okay, after all the nonsense and craziness and when are they ever going to win a game or not, here they are. You're not sure who your closer is. I guess it's now Weaver. The lineup is now without its second best hitter now that you just got your star back. You're 8 games under 500. You're going in a division where the Atlanta Braves are hot as hell and one of the best teams in baseball. And now begins the difficult climb to get back to 500. It's not just about one game. It's about playing good baseball for the next 2 months. And it's not easy.